Live from the 71 Sun Studios, it's the Smooth Beats Radio Show, starring DJ Steam and the Street Speed Radio Team. Introducing the CEO of Street Speed, St. Louis' own First Lady Godiva, and on the ones and twos live is DJ Brooke Styles, talking about today's topics, Ghetto Man at the Dark with Ori, and Talk to Me, Talk to You radio blog show host, Troy Patterson. Tonight's special guest, world-renowned mix and audio engineer, E-Choice. Also, real hip-hop political speaker, Unfadable Shadow Hunters, Un360. And film and photography director, Osiris. Music by DJ Thorough, giving you all the major flavor. And now, without further ado, please welcome my man with the real plan, DJ Yes, sir.
Streetspeed.com. We in the building live right now. Thinkanddance-radio.com. It's your man Scheme. We in the building holding it down. DJ Brooke Styles on the ones and twos and on the boards. Welcome to another edition, man. Streetspeed.com on a Monday night, man. Look, we turned up. We get lit. And as usual, we always got the flavor. You know, we like to get right into it, man. Got an artist doing his big thing. Big things out of North Carolina. Millie Up, LLC. Artist go by the name of Carolina George. What it do, bro?
What's up, man? How you doing?
We chilling, man. We feeling your joints, man. And like we gonna chop it up with you. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show and all that. And, you know, we're going to chop it up with you. We want to let everybody know that you got this new joint out there. It's called Getty Up and Swear to God. And, you know, you got a couple of minutes. You know, we're going to hang out. We're going to get into your track and, you know, come back and let the people know what's good with Millie Up LLC and Carolina George.
For sure.
All right. Let's get into that joint right here and Swear to God. Got my man right here, Carolina George, in the building with us, North Carolina Stand Up. Skit, streetsd.com, and take a dance dash radio.
Yep.
I never leave my bangers, I never leave my niggas, I never leave this liquor, yo, I never leave these reefers, bro, I swear to God on that. That's right, I swear to God on that. I say you never catch me broke, cause I'm in love with that dough. You never catch me slipping, falling in love with all of these hoes. Yo, I swear to God on that. That's right, I swear to God on that. Let's go. Chasing all of this money.
Chasing all of this money.
Chasing all of these honey.
Counting all of these honey.
Thinking like, damn. What about the fam, homie? Can't forget about them, nah. Really ain't living it without them,
nah.
Take a shot for all my little niggas who ain't here no more. Fuck a shot for all my little niggas who ain't here no more. And or puff a L for all my little niggas who ain't here no more. That's real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. Real niggas feel this shit. Say nigga, fuck what you heard. Hey, come to the curb. I'm willing to bet that you learn. Bitch, bullets be humming. They coming. Everybody running. Somebody get put in the earth. You hustle. Cause you can't find you no work. So you just pick up the work and get the work. A nigga flex, he get the work. You put your family first. Think on the worst. A nigga run up with the burst. That's why
I never leave my bangers. I never leave my niggas. I never leave this liquor. Yo, I never leave these reefers. Boy, I swear to God on that.
That's right, I swear to God on that. I say you never catch me broke, cause I'm in love with that dough. You never catch me slipping, falling in love with all of these hoes. Yo, I swear to God on that. That's right,
yeah.
I swear to God on that.
Boy, I swear. Hey, never catch me without a banger to knock about your speakers. Never catch me without this banger. I hawk you by these sneakers. A loud presentation if you're talking about this reaper. Can't come around here hating. Don't be talking about my people. Living in constant danger. Be having me on the edge. They'll knock you off and they'll dust you off. Forgot about the pledge. Your main bra be lusting off. Had niggas come through busting off. Both ways like fuck it, dog. You was fucking off. Little niggas like fuck them all. Offense, we want the ball. Ain't no ref, we make the call. See, collecting, I'ma take the call. That's $10, tell them chin up. Stay up, we been up. When you get out, just get up. I'ma save it up, we can spend it up. I swear to God on that.
I never leave my bangers. I never leave my niggas. I never leave this liquor, yo. I never leave these reefers, boy. I swear to God on that. That's right, I swear to God on that. I say you never catch me broke, cause I'm in love with that dough. You never catch me slipping, falling in love with all of these hoes. Yo, I swear to God on that.
is right, I swear
DJ
to God.
DJ Brookstar.
Speed.com. That was dope right there, man. Swear to God. Join his banging right there, Millie Up. LLC in the building, MillieUp.com. It's your man Scheme holding it down. We got my man Carolina George with us on the air live right now on StreetZ.com and DecaDance-Radio. All right, man. I mean, what's going on with you, Carolina George? Let the people know what's good with you and, like, all the various sources that you've been working with. You know, you've got 20,000 views, you know, and 3,000 BDS radio plays. You're doing, you know, in the last 3 weeks, you're putting in placement in Billboard on the charts. You know, give us, like, what's some of your secrets of your success, bro?
Well, first off, shout out to StreetZ Radio and thank y'all for having me. So
no doubt.
I want to get that out the way first. I'll probably say the biggest thing that people got to learn how to do, man, is you got to learn to invest your money into your craft, because that's the primary of making stuff happen in this music business. A lot of people think that nowadays you can just lean on your talent and lean on your who you know. But at the end of the day, it's about what your pockets know.
Right, right.
So, you know, you got to get in with who you fit in with and rub a couple elbows, rub a couple shoulders, do a couple favors, but then turn back around and spend a couple dollars when it's time to spend the money. It's a lot of stuff that people can invest their money into, but you got to make sure that the stuff that you do invest money into, you investigate it thoroughly and put your good money up for wise investments. And the more money you spend with certain people, the more that, you know, they're going to network with other people about you. Hey, man, this guy does good business. And eventually, you know, you branch off from one spot to the next. And next thing you know, you got a whole paper trail worth of follows.
Yeah, there it is, man. We're going to check in right now with Carolina George. Yeah, man, you got the joint, Swear to God, and Getty Up, doing the thing for Millie Up. Now, how long you been writing and producing?
Well, I've been writing since maybe 07, 08. Now, probably a little further than that, probably about 04, 05, when I first started writing. I really wasn't that good, though, but I decided that I was going to learn how to get good, and... Yeah. I got better at the craft, and from there, I ended up trying to do a lot of business with a bunch of producers that they just didn't work out for me. So I took the time and taught myself how to make the beats that I felt like I would be good on using Fruity Loops, FL9 it was exactly. It took time, but between YouTube and just patience, I was able to show myself what I needed to learn.
All right. Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. I mean, that's the best way a lot of artists, you know, is to find their style, is to, you know, get their own style of music that they do. And I feel you with that right there. What are some of the other programs or the production gear that you use?
I've never used anything other than Fruity Loops FL9. I mean, I got a full-length project for sale right now on sale on MillieUp.com. I got a few singles that's being sold, you know, at iTunes and that kind of stuff, but iTunes, Google Plus or Google Play, and Amazon, those kind of places. But the full-length CD or project, however you want to call it, is being sold on MillieUp.com.
Okay.
In the store on the site. And the thing about it is, when I make the beats, I just started recording on them as I made them, so I don't really got a bunch of extra beats.
Okay.
I just made a couple beats that I was feeling, and I jumped right on them.
Oh, yeah, so you get
and
right
And then I was
it.
Like, all right, well, if I got this beat and I put some, you know, the right kind of mixing behind it, the right kind of lyrics on it, I can come up with a good track. The track started to come out, and I was feeling them, and I took it to get mastered. After the masters, it was just like, hey, man, run with it. So I copyright it, publish it, and I'm talking to y'all now, you know, a couple months later.
All right. That's how you got to do it. Put in that work. Carolina, George, want to check in with us. North Carolina, stand up. Charlotte, we in the building, man, right now, streetsy.com. Bro, we want to get into that joint right here, man. Also, that Giddy Up joint, man. We're going to run that, man. You got a couple more minutes to hang out with us, man, and, you know, let the people know what's going on with
you. Yeah, man, I'm good, man. Before we go into that, can I get a quick shout-out right quick, though?
Yeah, you got that, though.
Yeah, on that last song, The Sweat of God, I was featuring my man, Too Easy, and a lot of people think that in the background of that song, there was a sample, but it wasn't. It was actually a female singing by the name of Kenice. So you can find her at Kenice's Way on Twitter and Instagram, I believe.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what's up. So that both of those songs, those singles are out. They're available right now?
Yeah, they're available. Both of those singles are available and being sold on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, pretty much anywhere that you can get a digital download from.
Okay.
Because one thing that I also learned was in the modern music age, everything is pretty much transforming into digital to cut the cost of overhead, you know. So I just jumped right into that. It was like, you know, I don't really have to have physical products unless I'm doing physical shows. Like if I'm doing a performance somewhere, then yeah, I want to be able to hand people products. But at the same time, I decided I would just hand people business cards and send them to the site to where they can still download it on their phone and not have to worry about the one copy that they had getting messed up. And that works out pretty good too.
Yeah, man. So this is you, entrepreneur, businessman, doing it, man. Got the label going down, MillieUp.com. Yo, we want to get to that track real quick, man, too, man. That Giddy Up joint, man. That's the single right there we pumping right here on StreetZ.com. You want to get into that one right there with my man, Carolina George. Stay tuned for that right there. Let's get into it. StreetZ.com and DecaDance-Radio.com. Turn it up, man.
Breaking it down, she's rolling her up another one. All that mean to me is that she is ready for another. my rhymes. If it was a level 10 top of a level 9, she would bust a level 10 all the time. Yeah, let me calm down. But see, the deal is I can never say I've ever been tongue twisted. Let the kitty smoke, it's blowing me a shotgun. But she pouring me a shot. Burn the liquor, blow it down. Throw it back, I'm about tired of this. Turn around, throw it back when I
put it down. Y'all pounding this.
I'm proud of my handling business. Been up in it by 20 minutes. She told me that feel is my lad and said, me and her could drink and smoke all day to sweat it out, cause she down to R-I-D-E. I tell her, giddy up,
giddy up,
giddy up,
giddy up,
giddy up,
giddy up,
giddy up, ha, ha. Me and her could drink and smoke all day to sweat it out, cause she down to R-I-D-E. I tell her, giddy up.
Yeah, giddy up. That was dope right there. Streetsbeat.com. Take a dance dash radio.com. The track right there is called Giddy Up. My man is on the air with us right now. Carolina George doing his thing. North Carolina, stand up, Charlotte. The whole state, man. All the Carolinas, man. That joint is dope, man. So you holding it down. You the man that's holding it down for the for North Carolina and the, like I said, the Mid-Atlantic, right?
Yeah. I mean, North Carolina, South Carolina, that's why I stomp, man. So I don't consider it, you know, a North Carolina movement or a South Carolina movement. This is a one Carolina movement because we all been getting looked over for so long. And I've been trying to do it, but I just couldn't do it fast enough. But now the work is starting to pay off and people are starting to notice. So recently that song, Giddy Up, that was the first song that I put out as a single, Shot 50 Radio. Matter of fact, not the first, but the only. That's the first song out of the, off the Millie Up the Money CD, and the only song off of the Millie Up the Money CD that I've already put out as far as radio. And it's already hit the independent Billboard chart. So, like I said, it's instant recognition.
Right, man. So, yeah, man. That's what it is. We over here at Streets D, man. You know, we setting it off for the capital, you know what I'm saying, over here for North Carolina, over here in Durham, man. So we gonna hold it down for you out here, bro, and make it do what it do. Are you going to be performing anywhere out here, like around the state during the summer, anything like that?
Yeah, I don't know where yet. I got a couple people already hit me up, want to do performance and tours and stuff like that. But the thing is, and it's not to be like arrogant and all of that kind of stuff, but when people call, I've been paying for performances for a long time. I've been doing open mic shows and stuff like that for a long time. So now I'm at the point where I feel like my stuff is professional enough to where, and I got a following big enough to where when you call, I expect to either be performing for free or not having to pay to perform, you know, but I still can't get that kind of recognition yet, so.
All right. Well, we'll see what it do, man. Like, you know, got to represent because the joint is hot, man.
At this point, I'm sort of like a, and what artists don't understand is you have to sit down and you have to talk over contracts with people who come to you with these opportunities. It's not like you tell them no. You don't tell them no off the rip. You sit down and you say, hey, well, maybe if you can bring this to the table, I can bring this to the table. And then you come to a conclusion to where both sides are going to be happy with the outcome.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Now you also like you on a like several different websites and blogs like Carolina on the Rise and Bandcamp.com. You know, how important is that to your brand?
Well, Bandcamp, that's a site that I guess any artist can set up. It's like a subscription site where anytime you put your material out, if you don't have your own website, then those kind of websites matter a lot. But if you do have your own website, I just started the MillieUp.com site maybe in the end of February or March, the end of March. So I was able to basically move on beyond the Bandcamp. Right. But I still have it for people who don't know about the MillieUp.com and they hear about me from other avenues. So you want to be able to be reached in any avenue available on the Internet so that people can get to you and let you know that they appreciate the music. But other sites like Carolina on the Rise and ImperialHipHop.com and ImperialHustle.com, those places like that, that's vital to who you want to become as an artist because those are avenues that you won't normally touch. That goes back to the point where I was saying earlier, about artists being able to invest in themselves, regardless if even if it's just investing time to find those kind of sites. People want to work with people who want to reach out to them. So if it don't cost, but it's going to cost you 2 or 3 hours to do the research, you have to sit down and do that research too,
right,
you
right.
know, and reach out to those folks.
Yeah,
so all of those sites are vital. Every single site that anybody has put their time to build up is vital to every single artist who's trying to build their brand up.
All right, yeah, so we want to check in right now with Carolina George, man. So, yo, I feel what you're saying, man. So, like, so all of that, like, now what kind of advice would you have for some of these young entrepreneurs that want to come up and do the same thing that you're doing, man?
I think the most advice would probably be just to stay up, stay focused, stay grinding, man, because, like I said, I've been working for a long time, and I haven't gotten to where I'm trying to get to yet, but at the same time, I'm being able to see some results from the input that I put in. So my biggest response to anybody trying to do it was set a goal, focus on the goal, and don't let nobody detour you from the goal that you want to do, because it's going to take time to research, it's going to take dedication to research, and it's going to take money to fund the researches, you know.
Right.
So that's what I would say to every other artist. Just focus, build your brand, build your money, and don't listen to the outside ears, because they're going to say, yeah, you can do it, or they're going to say, no, you can't. But at the end of the day, it's all what you put into it that's going to give you your outcome.
Oh, indeed. No doubt, man. Words of wisdom from my man right now, Carolina George. Check him out at www.milliup.com, spelled MILLIUP.com. Check him out. Also, Carolina George is doing his thing on all of the social sites out there as well. Now, you got some videos out there they can check out?
Yeah, I got the Giddy Up video out right now. And hopefully, I think by the end of this month, if not the beginning of next month, I'm going to be dropping the Coastal Relaxation video and single as well. And it's a summertime song, pretty much. The video is going to be available for that. And I also got the video coming for Rub Me Down, which is it's a massage, a song about an erotic massage between one guy and one woman. So that'll come out as well. But when it's all said and done, I'm contracted to do 9 videos. So if you follow my YouTube channel, you'll definitely be entertained as far as the videos go. I'll probably start dropping them about once every 2 or 3 months. I drop a new video.
All right, yeah, that's what it is, man. So yeah, check them out for that right there, man. Do remember, man, MilliUp.com. Carolina George is doing his thing, man. And the music videos, like, we got a chance to listen to the music. We check out the videos. Like, you're doing your thing, man. So now, you said that you got, you know, your performances. You're open to what's going on with that. They can get information about that, about seeing your next performances that's coming up. With these songs, man, they're on the digital sites as well, you know, but to go out there and see it live like that, man, I think that's what's going to really take it to the next level for what you're doing, man. And since the summer's about to break, you know, is you got to let them come out there and see what you do, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to build that tour brand right now. I'm talking with some publishers and some management people to, like I said, just trying to come up with a couple deals. And right now we don't have anything that I'm willing to come out and do my time for,
right,
because most of the spots that they got is, you know, a couple hours away from where I am.
Right.
The spots that they got here, they want me to pay too much, you know, like a coast to coast or something like that. I've done coast to coast, and it's not that I won't do it again, but I want to see more progress.
Right.
So I'm pretty much negotiating with them at their throats, and they're negotiating with whoever they got to talk to at their throats, and that's where we're staying with it right now. But definitely willing to come out and perform for free somewhere. That's always good, because I can step out and network somewhere.
Right. All right. So we definitely keep that in mind. Definitely check them out at MilliUp.com, www.MilliUp.com. Come get that right there. Yeah, man. And your joints, man. You got them, man. Giddy Up. It's saying? And I swear to God. Now, this is coming from an up-and-coming LP. It's called Millie Up, right?
The LP is, like I said, the only place that I'm selling it is going to be on themillieup.com.
Okay.
Spot, and that's just so that as an independent artist, I can get the most benefit from my product. You know, it's not, like I said, I'm not going to make a lot of money doing shows and stuff right now, so I got to eat off of the only products that I can eat off of, and that's basically right. The site where I got the store, and then I offer other artists some exposure to the same audience that I got. And I got little packages and little blog articles and stuff like that for people to be placed on the MillieUp.com site. Got a few up there already for people to check out if they wanted to invest in some of that for themselves.
Yeah, man. So we want them to definitely go up there and check that out. Yeah, well, go ahead. What you saying? My bad.
No, I was saying you can go ahead because I was pretty much done talking about the stuff.
Yeah, no doubt, man. So, I mean, we want to give you, definitely want to know, we want to thank you for coming on the air with us, man. But if you have any shout-outs, anything like that, you want to hit anybody up with?
Nah, I don't really got a whole big team. I would say my shout-outs would be to everybody in the family. They know who they are.
All right, so they all working, man. That's what it is, man. Do remember, MillieUp.com. Check him out, Carolina George. He's doing his thing, Millie Up LLC.
Hey, matter of fact, let me do. I do want to give some shout outs because I made this same mistake in a print up interview before.
Yeah.
But what it was is, in that interview, somebody asked me how many people helped me get to where I am, and I was like, I don't know. But then I had to sit down and I thought about it, and I wrote it down. I want to shout out New Money Clothing and Devin Martin. Right. I want to shout out Doc's Kingdom Productions and Angelo Robinson. I want to shout out Shell Shot Photography, Rochelle Campbell. I want to shout out my assistant and Jet Beauty and fiance, Kenise Taylor. I want to shout out Maximus Music, and that's them. I want to shout out Quality Engineering and Mr. Commercial. I want to shout out everybody who was featured on all of the Millie Up projects that we got with the other rappers. There's about five or six of them. H-S-E-M-G. It's a bunch of those guys. So it's just, those are the shout outs. I wanted to make sure that people do know that I don't think I'm doing it by myself. I see them out there, but they know who they are. So, I don't really have to shout them out because I shout them out on pretty much every post.
Right.
But if they want to get a radio shout out, there you go.
Yeah, man. You definitely be covering for that right there. Let everybody know you had some shout outs for the people that's making this whole thing come to life right here, man. Do remember MillieUp.com. That's spelled MilliUp.com.
There was also this guy who gave me a lot of advice on how to start my business and how to get started with the things that I needed to do. He gave me all my legal documentation. He shot my first video for me. He shoots major videos, major movies with guys like Owen Wilson and, the guy from the Hangover movies.
Yeah.
Zach, whatever his name is. But this guy, his company is Renick Communications. His name is Albert Hedgepeth. So that's the complete team.
Okay, yeah, man. You're working with definitely a lot of good people, big names. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Commercial. You know what I'm saying? It's a Kenise, your man, Too Easy. You know, you're doing your thing, man. Your whole crew over there, you're putting in them numbers. Yeah, I do remember, man, you got a ton of things that's out there. But if you want to get this next LP, what's going on right now, you got to go straight to www.millieup.com. Check out Caroline George. And there's a slew of other artists on there. And you yourself, if you're an artist, you want to, come along this my man is working with publishing and he's doing things as a label as well. So, he's a businessman, so check it out, man. And we're gonna support this here on streetsd.com. We wanna thank you for coming on the air with us, bro. Anytime you got some more things that's coming up, man, feel free to hit us up, bro.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me, man. Once again, Streets D is the spot to be.
All right. No doubt, man. Tell a friend, bro. Thanks for coming on the air with us, Carolina George. We're going to get back to this joint right here. Swear to God. That's that joint right there. Let's get it, yo. StreetC.com and Decadance-Radio. You.
DJ Brooks Styles.
I never leave my niggas. I never leave my niggas. I never leave this nigga. Yo, I never leave these reefers, bro. I swear to God on that. That's right, I swear to God on that. I say you never catch me broke, cause I'm in love with that dope. You never catch me slipping, falling in love with all of these hoes. Yo, I swear to God on that. That's right, I swear to God on that. Let's go. Chasing all of this money.
Chasing all of this money.
Chasing all of these hundreds.
Chasing all of these hundreds.
Thinking like, damn, damn. What about the fam, homie? Can't forget about them. Nah,
nah.
Really ain't living it without them. Nah. Take a shot for all my little niggas
who ain't here no more.
Buck a shot for all my little niggas
who ain't here no more.
And or puff a L for all my little niggas
who ain't here no more.
That's real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. Real niggas feel this shit.
Same
nigga fuck what you heard. Ayy, come to the curb. Y'all willing to bet that you learn.
Bitch,
bullets be humming. They coming. Everybody running. Somebody get put in the hearse.
Cause
you hustle, you hustle, you hustle, you hustling cause you can't find you no work. So you just pick up the work and get the work. A nigga flex to get the work. You put your family first. Think of the work. A nigga run up with the burst.
That's why
I never leave my bangles. I never leave my niggas. I never leave this nigga. Yo, I never leave these reefers, boy. I swear to God on that. That's right, I swear to God on that. I say you never catch me broke, cause I'm in love with that dope. You never catch me slipping, falling in love with all of these hoes. Yo, I swear to God on that. That's right, yeah. I swear to God on that.
Boy, I swear.
Hey. Never catch me without a banger to knock about your speakers. Never catch me without this banger. I hawk you about these sneakers. A loud presentation if you're talking about this reaper. Can't come around here hating. Don't be talking about my people. Living in constant danger. Be having me on the edge. They'll knock you off and they'll dust you off. Forgot about the pledge. Your main bra be lusting off. Had niggas come through busting off. Both ways like fuck it, dog. You was fucking off. Little niggas like fuck them all. Offense, we want the ball. Ain't no ref, we make the call. See collecting. I'ma take the call. That's 10 bucks, tell them chin up. Stay up, we been up. When you get out, just get up. I'ma save it up, we can spend it up. I swear to God on that.
I never leave my bangles. I never leave my niggas. I never leave this nigga. Yo, I never leave these reefers, boy. I swear to God on that. That's right, I swear to God on that. I say you never catch me broke, cause I'm in love with that dope. You never catch me slipping, falling in love with all of these hoes. Yo, I swear to God on that. That's right, I swear to God.